Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Doug Tribou. If you've ever felt the familiar pounding, racing heart, dizziness, and shortness of breath that comes with a panic attack, you're not alone.
Anxiety disorders are among the most common mental health conditions, affecting almost 20% of the U.S. population. And women are 60% more likely than men to experience an anxiety disorder over their lifetimes.
That's what health reporters Carrie Goldberg and Rachel Zimmerman focused on for the latest episode of The Checkup, the health podcast WBUR produces in partnership with Slate. Carrie Goldberg is also co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, and she joins us now to talk about some of the new research on women and anxiety. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, Doug.
So let's start with the basic issue here. Women are much more likely to suffer from anxiety disorders than men. What do we know about why that is?
Well, first of all, men are not immune. In fact, among the 40 million American adults who suffer from anxiety disorders, there are plenty of men among them. But there is definitely this trend that more women tend to have them. Some numbers have found that they're even almost twice as likely as men to have anxiety disorders. And there are a lot of theories out there about why. Some people argue that it's cultural or life reasons. But researchers are working on figuring out the biological basis of why this may be. What's going on in the brain? What's going on biochemically?
What about the idea that women might just be diagnosed with anxiety more often than men, or that men are less likely to go see a doctor when they're feelings of anxiety?
Right. I mean, that could be an element. There's also an argument recently that women's natural emotions are being kind of pathologized. That's the thesis of a new book called Moody Bitches by Dr. Julie Holland, a New York City psychiatrist. She sounds the alarm because women are much more likely than men to take psychiatric medications, 1 in 4 women compared to 1 in 7 men. But there is some gray area there, but it does seem to be a very solid finding that there are just more women who experience these anxiety disorders than men.
I want to bring Mohammed Malad into this conversation. He's an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and director of the Behavioral Neuroscience Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. He looks at how estrogen plays a role in the so-called fear response. Welcome, Mohammed.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your research. What have you found out about the connection between being female and suffering from an anxiety disorder?
So the research that I started doing was really focusing on the differences just from a biological point of view, a basic point of view, between how men and women respond to fear and how they acquire associative learning. And what we found is that there were big differences. Men tend to respond in a very similar way, while women were more variant in how they responded to fear.
It's interesting because any woman can tell you that, in fact, whether you're premenstrual or menopausal, hormones have a major effect on your brain.
Indeed. And that's what we're finding in the laboratory. So if you study a rat, female rat, at a particular phase where the estrogens are elevated, they behave in a certain way. They tend to have better control of their fear when their estrogen is elevated. And when you study that same female rat or a different female rat in a different phase where their hormonal state is low, then they tend to have more fear responses in our laboratory setting, that is.
Related to that, I'd like to go back and have you describe, that original study with the rats,
right,
and the way that you came to start thinking about female hormones.
So the way we started actually is when I started looking at did my PhD with rats only, and we only studied male rats. And when I came to MGH to do my postdoctoral training, I started to work on human conditioning. And women who come in when their estrogens are elevated, say late follicular phase of the cycle.
Wait, which is when?
That's about ovulation, around ovulation
so
time.
So around day 14-ish.
Around that, and then there's a dip of estrogen and it comes right back up in the luteal phase before the end of the cycle.
It's interesting because when we start to get a little bit crazy, perhaps it's normally at the end of the cycle when you're premenstrual, right? But you found that, in fact, you're more prone to anxiety early in the cycle.
Yeah. So one important thing I want to emphasize here is that the absolute levels of estrogen may not necessarily be the key thing here, but it's the fluctuations. It's the change in the level. So I think, you know, one thing that we need to pay attention to perhaps is the fluctuation and the change, the relative change of the hormonal state.
One thing that I found really interesting is the idea that anxiety drugs aren't tailored by gender. And I wonder if you have any thoughts about that. And is that an area where we could see change as the research goes further?
As it is, there are tremendous variance in how people respond to, say, a class of SSRIs, for example, and we don't know why.
And what is an SSRI?
They're just common drugs that are used for treatment of anxiety disorders. And so we have not paid attention to that. And what we have learned in a rat study recently that fluoxetine...
Which is Prozac, right?
Right. Uh-huh. It basically... If the rat is in a particular phase of a cycle, then it works very well for that female rat. But if it's a different phase of cycle, then it doesn't work.
So you could imagine at some point having prescriptions only to be taken in certain times of a woman's menstrual cycle.
I mean, that's one option. The other option is just to simply understand and know that the pharmacological agent that you're taking may work at a certain time and may not work at another time. That in and of itself is power. You know, just understanding how things work in your body and why is it that in some instances you're not feeling better, that it's not that you're going crazy, or why is the pill is not working. At least now you know, okay, now I'm in this particular phase of my cycle and I'm taking it and it's not as effective. That in and of itself can help you understand. And I think, again, that can help alleviate and not...
Anxiety about anxiety.
Precisely. Right. And really you're going to go crazy. Yeah. Like, why is this not working? And why is it working sometimes? And why is it not working? Now you understand. Yeah.
My co-host Rachel Zimmerman posted an interview with him on Common Health. And over the weekend, we got a lot of response from readers. And I would say almost half of them argued that the reason there's more anxiety disorders in women is it may involve hormones, but that bottom line is that women have more stressful lives, that they're trying to take care of people, that they're likelier to have suffered abuse. And I'd like to ask for your response, Dr. Milad.
Yeah, I think I agree that the hormonal hypothesis that I spoke with Rachel about isn't the one and only reason for why there's higher prevalence. I think there are many other factors that should certainly be considered. But ultimately, even if it's cultural, even if it's society, even if this is that, all of that is going to come back and influence how one neuron talks to the other.
And that's what you can study.
Yes, indeed.
What's next for this research and where are you headed with it?
I think that number one thing is that we need to have people be aware that hormones influence the biology of fear. Even clinicians or physicians who are prescribing birth control pills, who are prescribing all kinds of medications, they need to be aware that we have to stop treating men and women as the same way. And the treatment, and we have to understand how hormones influence the brain. So we need to be aware. That's number one, is the enhanced awareness, increased awareness about this issue. The second is to try to start a revolution, if you will, in neuroscience, and to try to have more and more neuroscientists pay attention to the female brain and not to take all data that we gather and collect from the male brain as the ultimate in terms of hypotheses, and okay, we found this and this is the major discovery and we just generalize that discovery to every... That's not true. We have to, if we discovered it in the male brain, we have to say that, and we have to say that is to be confirmed in the female brain.
That's Mohammed Milad, an associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School and director of the Behavioral Neuroscience Program at Massachusetts General Hospital. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Pleasure.
And Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, as well as Slate and WBUR's health podcast, The Checkup. You can find a link to the blog post and the new podcast about anxiety at our website, radioboston.org.